This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work, Policy, and Practice at the University of Chicago, where research meets real-world impact. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration blends classroom learning with extensive field education, guided by faculty known for groundbreaking research. Applications are open at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork. Inspire change. Shape the future.
Good afternoon, I'm Claire Lane, and this is The Rundown. Federal prosecutors Wednesday ended their direct examination of a star government witness in the corruption trial of former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan. Government mole and former Chicago alderperson Danny Solis ended 4 days of questioning where he laid out his interactions with Madigan and co-defendant Michael McClain. Solis testified that he steered developers to Madigan's property tax appeal law firm. In exchange, the one-time 25th Ward alderman said he sought Madigan's help in getting a state board position that offered a six-figure paycheck. The trial is expected to continue Monday. Homicides in Chicago have decreased by nearly 9% so far this year compared to last year. But not every neighborhood is seeing an improvement. My colleague Michael Puente reports 2024 is looking to be the third year in a row with a drop in homicides. But some predominantly black neighborhoods on the south and west sides are not celebrating. According to statistics from the city, it's gone up in some neighborhoods, including Austin, Auburn Gresham, and West Pullman. T.O. Hardiman is president of Violence Interrupters.
It's easy to say that homicides are down in the city, but the numbers do not mean anything to the victims of gun violence out here.
Meanwhile, some other south and west side communities, including Garfield Park and Inglewood, have seen a drop. Hardiman organized a meeting with community leaders on the West Side Tuesday to come up with ways to reduce homicides beyond policing. The Illinois Department of Public Health says we're currently seeing low levels of seasonal respiratory illness, but warns that those numbers may shoot up after Thanksgiving. With the colder weather coming in and Thanksgiving festivities coming up, more events will take place in tight indoor spaces, increasing the likelihood of illness spreading. IDPH says anyone hosting Thanksgiving should make sure their homes have proper ventilation and actively encourage their guests to wash their hands. Guitar great Muriel Anderson will return to her hometown of Downers Grove on Saturday for a concert. Anderson's Saturday After Thanksgiving concert is a tradition that stretches back more than 30 years. The community-oriented show even offers free apple cider and baked goods made mostly by Anderson's nephew. Anderson said the tradition has become a transition from Thanksgiving to the December holidays. Weather for the rest of the day, cloudy, highs in the mid-40s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, slight chance of evening rain, possible snow after midnight, low near 32. Tomorrow, Thanksgiving, mix of sun and clouds with highs in the upper 30s. The Rundown will be taking a break for the Thanksgiving holiday. We'll be back on Monday. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Claire Lane. Thanks for listening.